Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Welcome back to LifePoint Church. This is Rusty Thomas out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Now, this is Paul, Silas, and Timothy again, and they're sharing with the Lord's people at the Church of Thessalonians. They say, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." He goes on and he gets down in verse 8, and the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it. Verse 9, "For they themselves report what kind of reception that you gave us. They tell of how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath." What an amazing, irresistible church that this was in Thessalonians. It's an irresistible church that actually is taking place all across our land, and it's going to take some work on your part and on my part, and it's a labor of love because we love Jesus, and we know of his love for us and our love for each other. It's inspired by hope because we know that this world is not our own or our home, and we know that Jesus forgives our sins. An irresistible church is defined by our legacy. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. It says, your faith in God has become known everywhere. I pray that the irresistible church is defined by the legacy we leave behind. That those that know us know of our love, our hope, and our work in Jesus. I pray this gives you freedom today like never before.